KMP monitoring concept. Executive summary. This document outlines the service provided by CANCOM Austria to Andritz AG for the monitoring of Cisco MTR, Microsoft Teams Room devices. The service is a crucial component in maintaining the efficiency and functionality of the conferencing room systems deployed at Andritz AG. Cisco MTR devices, specifically designed for Microsoft Teams, play a pivotal role in facilitating seamless communication and collaboration within Andritz AG. Our service focuses exclusively on monitoring these devices, ensuring their optimal performance and rapid resolution of any issues. The monitoring service we provide encompasses continuous surveillance of key metrics for each Cisco MTR device. This process is instrumental in assessing the operational state of the devices, detecting any irregularities or malfunctions promptly. Our approach is proactive. We aim to identify and address potential issues before they escalate into significant disruptions. In the event of device anomalies or failures, our system is equipped to raise an alarm through various channels, including email and Microsoft Teams chat. This immediate alert mechanism is designed to facilitate a swift response, minimizing downtime and ensuring continuous service availability. Concurrent with the alarm, an automatic ticket generation in our ticketing system is initiated. This ticket is then assigned to a dedicated CANCOM Austria employee who is responsible for the resolution of the issue. Our team ensures that each incident is handled with expertise and efficiency, aligning with the high standards of service expected by Andritz AG. This executive summary provides a foundational understanding of the monitoring service offered by CANCOM Austria for Andritz AG's Cisco MTR devices. The subsequent sections of this document will delve into more detailed aspects of the service, including the technical framework, monitoring parameters, alarm and ticketing process, and the roles and responsibilities of our team in maintaining the integrity of the MTR devices at Andritz AG. 1. System configuration. 1.1 Monitoring scope for MTR devices. In the Andritz project, our focus is on the comprehensive monitoring of all Microsoft Teams Room MTR devices using the KMP system. The monitoring involves a carefully selected set of measurement points for each device, totaling 8 per device. These measurement points are crucial for ensuring the full functionality of the MTR devices and include 1. Camera functionality, verifying the operational status of the camera. 2. Video output, checking the effectiveness of the video output. 3. Device accessibility, ensuring the device can be reached within the network. 4. Cloud connectivity, assessing the device's ability to connect to the Teams cloud. 5. Touch panel connection, confirming the touch panel is connected and responsive. 6. Microphone performance, testing if the microphone is functioning correctly. 7. Internal temperature, monitoring the device's internal temperature for overheating issues. 8. Overall diagnostics, analyzing internal diagnostic checks performed by the device. This includes a filter for severe diagnostics that may impair the device's functionality. These data points are actively requested from the devices at fixed intervals. The MTR devices require basic authentication for API endpoint access and respond in XML format. 1.2 Alarm configuration and notification. Upon detecting an issue, the KMP server at the customer's site will raise an alarm and notify the KSM, Capture Service Monitoring System. The configuration of these alarms is highly flexible. User group notifications. Alarms can be notified to different user groups based on the relevance and location of the issue, ensuring efficient and targeted communication. Communication channels. The system's versatility allows for various forms of communication, including email, calls, SMS, and chat messages like Microsoft Teams. Once an alarm reaches the KSM core, a ticket is generated in our ticketing system. This ticket is assigned to a responsible employee who will adhere to the agreed SLA times and commence our troubleshooting process. 1.3 Device requirements for monitoring. For effective monitoring by the KMP system, certain requirements must be met. Network accessibility. The KMP system needs to access the same network as the MTR device to monitor it effectively. Monitoring credentials. These credentials must be configured on each MTR device and provided to the KMP team. This configuration can be accomplished automatically via the cloud API if the device is registered with Control Hub, or manually by the responsible engineer through the device's web interface, accessible via its IP on port 443. The configuration outlined above ensures that the KMP system can comprehensively monitor the MTR devices at Andritz AG, providing a robust solution to maintain the efficiency and reliability of their conferencing systems. Number 2. The KMP concept. The KMP monitoring system represents a sophisticated solution for comprehensive IT system monitoring, designed to achieve a uniform view of all monitoring data. This chapter outlines the design philosophy, structure, and key functionalities of the KMP monitoring system, illustrating its effectiveness in maintaining and overseeing IT infrastructure. 2.1 System Design and Objective. The primary objective of the KMP monitoring system is to offer an integrated and cohesive perspective on the monitoring data across various IT components. This is achieved through the implementation of the KMP monitoring solution, which is an amalgamation of both active and event-based passive monitoring techniques. KMP monitoring uniquely combines active and passive monitoring approaches. Active monitoring involves the continuous surveillance of hardware, operating systems, services, and application components. This proactive approach ensures that any deviation or anomaly is promptly detected and addressed. Complementing this, the passive monitoring aspect revolves around the utilization of alert rules within the KMP log server. These rules effectively map and integrate with the active monitoring system, creating a comprehensive monitoring environment. 2.2 System Structure. The architecture of the KMP monitoring system is strategically integrated within the customer's local area network, LAN. It establishes a secure and reliable connection with the central monitoring system, known as KSM, CAPTCH Service Monitoring, and is a part of the KSMS, CAPTCH Service Management System, Incident Management System. The KMP system is connected to the KSM via an HTTPS connection, which facilitates continuous data transmission at defined intervals, such as every minute. This setup ensures that the status and measurement data are consistently updated and monitored. To adapt to varied IT environments and for efficient deployment, the KMP system is installed on a virtual machine. This allows for flexibility in terms of scalability and resource allocation, catering to the specific needs of different IT infrastructures. 1.9. 2.3. Key tasks and functionalities. The KMP monitoring system is entrusted with several critical tasks that underline its importance in IT infrastructure management. 1. Continuous active monitoring. The system persistently monitors the hardware, operating systems, services, and applications, ensuring that all components operate within their expected parameters. 2. Automatic event generation. Upon detection of deviations from normal operations, the system automatically generates events, thereby facilitating prompt response and mitigation. 3. SLA monitoring and reporting. KMP monitoring aids in the establishment of service trees, which are crucial for service level agreement, SLA monitoring and reporting. 4. Performance and usage data collection. The system continuously collects data relevant to the performance and usage of various IT components, aiding in comprehensive report generation. 5. Ongoing transmission to KSM. KMP ensures that the status and data are consistently transmitted to the central KSM system for further analysis and oversight. 6. Failover protection. In the event of a KMP server failure, the KSM system provides failover protection, thereby ensuring continuity in monitoring. 7. Customer web interface access. KMP offers a web interface that allows customers to access read-only data, ensuring transparency and engagement in the monitoring process. 2.4 Active monitoring. Active monitoring is a critical function within the KMP monitoring system, focusing on the continuous monitoring of various IT components such as hardware, operating systems, services, and applications. This process is centered around the use of measuring points, akin to service in Nagios systems, which are systematically queried at predetermined intervals. These queries are essential for maintaining real-time awareness of the status and performance of IT components. A key feature of active monitoring is its ability to detect and report any deviations or anomalies when these queries to components cannot be performed as expected. This not only helps in timely identification of issues, but also facilitates the collection of continuous measurement data. This data is invaluable for analyzing trends and making informed decisions about the IT infrastructure. Active monitoring's emphasis on a proactive approach ensures that most monitoring activities are conducted in this manner, aiming to preemptively address potential issues before they escalate. 2.5 Passive monitoring. Complementing the active monitoring system, passive monitoring in the KMP system operates on an event-based or passive approach. This method involves a sophisticated log management system capable of handling a variety of log formats, including syslog, SN, NMP trap, Windows event log, and Apache log files. In passive monitoring, the system does not actively query the measuring points. Instead, it utilizes placeholders for both hosts and measuring points, effectively waiting for external systems to import the necessary monitoring status and measurement data into the KMP system. This data import is typically achieved through an external command file. Passive monitoring is distinguished by its ability to differentiate between host and service objects. It assigns statuses and measurement data based on the specific host names and the descriptions of the measuring points. This method of monitoring is particularly effective in capturing and analyzing events and patterns that may not be directly observable through active monitoring techniques. 2.6, standard measuring interval. The standard measuring interval is an integral aspect of the KMP monitoring system, setting the default interval for system checks and assessments. The standard interval is established at 5 minutes, which has been determined to be an effective duration for regular monitoring under most conditions. However, the system also allows for flexibility, enabling adjustments to this interval in specific scenarios to better suit particular monitoring needs. Additionally, a retry check interval is implemented, typically set at 1 minute for all measuring points. This mechanism ensures that the system makes a maximum of 3 check attempts to confirm an issue before raising an alarm. This structured approach to monitoring intervals ensures that potential problems are identified and addressed in a timely manner, with an alarm being triggered after a maximum of 7 minutes from the initial detection of a potential issue. This feature is crucial for maintaining the responsiveness and reliability of the KMP monitoring system. Pasted image 2.4-2. 2. 7 incident generation. The KMP monitoring system plays a pivotal role in maintaining the integrity and functionality of IT infrastructure by meticulously evaluating measurements and subsequently initiating incident ticket generation within the KSMS incident management system. This process is executed via HTTPS and the KSM system. SHAP 2.8, criteria for incident initiation. 1, evaluation of deviations. The system consistently evaluates operational data against predefined basic functions and limit values. This evaluation is key to determining whether the behavior of a component is within acceptable parameters. 2, automatic incident opening. An incident is automatically generated when a measuring point attains a critical status or when a monitored component becomes unreachable, signifying a down status. This automatic initiation is crucial for timely and effective response management. 3. Specific triggers for incident opening. Incidents are specifically triggered under 2 conditions: when measuring points reach a critical status and for hosts at the point of transitioning to down status. 4. Recovery and ticket closure. While the KMP system is designed to automatically update the ticket system about recoveries via text entries, the closure of tickets is a manual process. Restore in this context refers to the transition of a service to OK status or a host to up status. 5. Maintenance window considerations. The system is programmed to recognize maintenance windows during which no incident is opened. This feature ensures that scheduled maintenance activities do not trigger unnecessary alarms. 6. Incident updates rather than duplication. In cases where an incident already exists for a specific host or measuring point, the system refrains from opening a new incident. Instead, it updates the existing incident, maintaining a streamlined and efficient incident management process. How 2.9 parameters considered before incident triggering. Several key parameters are considered before triggering an incident to ensure the relevance and accuracy of the alarms. Schedules, aligning with planned operational timelines. Measurement repetitions, referencing Nagios' check attempts and differentiating between soft and hard states. Current downtimes, recognizing periods during which systems are not in operational use. Failure of central components, taking into account the Nagios host parents and Nagios status unreachable to avoid false alarms. 2.0, integration with KSMS Incident Management System. Detected incidents are rigorously tracked in the KSMS Incident Management System through automatically generated tickets. This tracking is applicable to all hosts and measuring points under the responsibility of KBC. During the configuration phase, hosts and measuring points are assigned and categorized based on various criteria, including CMDB CI number, impact category, priority category, safety relevance, and additional alarm texts. These categorizations are crucial for a targeted response and processing of incidents, facilitated through the KMP module, Nagios Notification Add-on. Properly communicating downtimes in the KMP monitoring system is essential for several reasons. 1. Alarm management. No alarms or automatic ticket openings are triggered during these downtimes. 2. SLA evaluations. Downtimes are factored into SLA evaluations, ensuring accurate service level assessments. 3. Maintenance window display. The status of maintenance windows for hosts and measuring points is displayed in the KMP web interface, providing visibility and clarity to system administrators. 2.11 Security and Resilience of the KMP System. The KMP monitoring system incorporates a comprehensive security strategy to ensure the integrity and confidentiality of its operations. At its core is a local firewall on the monitoring server, serving as the primary defense against unauthorized access. This is supplemented by regular updates to both the operating system and the KMP software, ensuring protection against known vulnerabilities. Enhancing these measures, the processing of monitoring requests is conducted through a management VLAN, adding an extra layer of security. Further, access control lists, ACLs, are utilized on the monitoring agent side, providing stringent access control and enhancing overall system security. The system's web interface is accessible exclusively via HTTPS, guaranteeing secure communication. Additionally, SSH access to the operating system is deliberately restricted to low-privileged user accounts, effectively preventing unauthorized root access. A crucial aspect of the system's security apparatus is the meticulous recording of all system logins and activities within an audit log, ensuring traceability and accountability. Similarly, any changes within the monitoring and device management system are tracked in a changelog, offering a detailed record of modifications. Complementing its security measures, the KMP system also incorporates robust self-monitoring capabilities. Utilizing the monitoring template single host connected to the KMP server, the system continuously assesses its performance, ensuring early detection and resolution of internal issues. In terms of system resilience, a key feature is the KMP system's integration with the central KSM system for failure detection. The customer-side KMP monitoring system sends status and measurement data to the central KSM system every minute. In the event of a communication failure, this triggers a priority one ticket within the KSM system, ensuring prompt response to any failures in the monitoring system or IP connectivity. Finally, the KMP system is backed up daily on a designated file server or via a provided backup agent. This comprehensive backup strategy is crucial for maintaining data integrity and ensuring swift recovery in the event of system failures or data loss incidents. Through this multi-layered approach to security and resilience, the KMP system stands as a secure and reliable solution for IT infrastructure monitoring, adeptly equipped to handle the dynamic challenges of modern digital environments.